Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to this new podcast called the Game Boy Gamer Group.
Yep.
We'll be playing Nintendo consoles only. So if you play, if you at least have one Nintendo console, then like you're still allowed to be in here. But if you only have like PlayStation or Xbox, get off now. Okay, you can stay on if you want. I'm sorry.
I know. Man, you are really into that role. Like, I could just hear you being on a, like, news, like, on a radio podcast.
Yeah, so now let's get to what the fans want. Video games.
Now, are any people watching this?
This isn't live.
This isn't?
No, this is gonna be pre-recorded, dog.
Oh.
Okay,
I'm just
so
playing
when
Ready in Space 2.
sorry, what? You're glitching out.
I'm playing Freddy in Space 2. It's like
That's nice.
some of the French franchise.
So in the beginning, when I said Nintendo consoles only, I was wrong. It's any games. So, why is it called the Game Boy? Or if you have no idea what a Game Boy is, Game Boys are this little device that Nintendo made. It back in like 1985. Sorry if you hear like a rapper. I'm trying to open my pockies.
What are you, 73 years old?
Dude, I got candy from a supermarket.
Kidding.
This is supposed to be about gaming. We're just taking it to a whole nother level of comedy.
So, welcome to Dr. TJ Spriggs. Shock attack. Have we yet? Have we Have we Haha, GTA 5 reference.
Yeah, this is not meant. This is meant for any age.
Yeah, so I can say booger
Yes.
and poop. We have
Yes.
such lowbrow humor.
Yeah, we really do.
I am disgusted.
I wanted to start this out of like a video game like reviews podcast.
Oh yeah, sure. Hold on, let
But
me
not
pick up
comedy. Now
some.
it's like a comedy routine about games.
Hold on. Let me look up Nintendo games. Hold on.
No, it could be any game. It could be any game, dog. As long as you have it, we can. No, you have it, you can review it.
So let's talk about Ring Fit Adventure. The game that replaced Wii Fit with the balance board.
Oh, you're talking about Ring Fit Adventure?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, I don't really like
Didn't know you had that for your Switch.
I don't. What that I thought this was like a critic Nintendo channel.
No, this is a review.
All right. Pokemon Sword and Shield. What's the deal?
Yes.
Well, you got a sword Pokemon and shield Pokemon,
And hot babes, ew.
but like, I don't understand. Like, I never really got the concept of Pokemon. I know it's Pocket Monsters, but like, wow. I mean, I have not seen a worse game in my life. Like, all you just do is just run around hoping to find Pokemon and then go to arenas and battle them. Very childish gameplay.
Oh my God. Dude. We're supposed to be giving good reviews. We're not critics here. I mean, I'm kind of a food critic, but I'm not a game critic.
Oh, I am. This is my specialty. So, you know that, like, that Pokemon that you give it candy and then it, like, transforms when you spin around.
Oh, yeah, Milcery?
Yes! I never got the concept of Milcery. It went to a boring, bland blob to something colorful, and it turns into a gate, cake when you Gigantamax it. I mean, come on! A little more creativity, please!
Well, you're talking about the same company made a Pokemon that's the Magic School Bus, but green.
Alright, let's talk about the latest Pokemon, let's see, Zarude. Basically, he's a lion.
I thought that was a thing from an anime. Zarude was a thing from an anime.
Now, Pikachu. No... No mouse or rodent has that rosy cheeks. And Rillaboom, what is the deal? He's basically a gorilla tree. And don't get me started on Inteleon. Inteleon is a sniper. So why doesn't he have a sniper?
What have we become?
I heard the Sword and Shield expansion pass is coming soon. So they're only gonna add, like, a few more Pokemon. Like, it's not gonna be something special. At least Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath gave us a few characters, but it gave us
free. Game Boy Boy. Wait a second. Can you, like, stop?
I mean, technically, Mortal Kombat 11 was on Switch, so it is Nintendo.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about Pokemon.
Now Animal Crossing! What is...
Oh my god, that's enough, PJ. That's enough.
I personally like Animal Crossing, but, like, why did they have to make a grandma character hot? Like, it makes no sense.
Well, technically, Nintendo hasn't actually confirmed that the character that's based off the grandma who played Animal Crossing for, most of her life.
Now, I have one of the most rarest characters you can get. But, like, come on! Alright. Let's go on to a more brighter note, alright? Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah, it was, besides the fact that the Animal Crossing people kept on insulting you.
Who, me?
No, the Animal Crossing people, the little animals.
Oh.
They kept insulting you! And don't get me started on Super Mario Maker 2, the game with creative minds that aren't that creative. I mean, come on!
Well, I mean, you got a point there. Basically, all the levels are Little Timmy levels or 1-1s.
Yes. And most of them you can't beat.
I mean, if they're up there, they're obviously beatable.
Now let's talk about the original Super Mario Bros. What is their deal?
Again, let's stop before we get an angry mob outside both of our houses. Yes, I let it slide with Animal Crossing, but I'm not letting it slide with the original Mario Bros.
I mean, come on! Walk in one direction! That's all you gotta do! I mean, You think at Nintendo they have a little more creative minds?
You think I'd have a friend who doesn't hate on everything?
And let's talk about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the game where you can fight your friends, even though you don't have friends.
That's taking a bit too far there, dog.
Just, it's basically a pay-to-win game.
Yeah, because you pay $60 for it, and then you win it.
I mean, come on. With the expansion packs, you think they have a little bit more creativity. Banjo-Kazooie? Come on.
Technically, there's only, like, one or two Banjo-Kazooie games, and, like, games that were on Nintendo systems. The rest are on, like, Xbox.
And Sonic! I thought they were their competitor!
Technically, Sega is part of Nintendo.
Now let's talk about Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U.
Okay, how about we just talk about the Wii U?
Yes, alright! Despite that you be ableing, despite that you can't play GameCube games on it, like the last Wii,
I mean,
come on! You think they have more compatibility?
Heck, you can even play Wii U games on the Wii, so what's the point of a Wii U?
Yeah, exactly! I thought it was...
It's literally the Game Boy all over again. There's games specifically made for Game Boy Color, and they work on Game Boy.
Yeah, I mean, come on! Nintendo, what are you thinking?
Do we just name this podcast Nintendo? What were you thinking?
Yeah. Mhm.
We should do that.
Yeah. So, are you gonna?
All right, now let's actually get some good reviews on all the things. Sword and Shield, it's a great game.
Well,
Animal Crossing, it's a great game. Well, except for Wild
Sword and Shield. All you need to do is, like, go around collecting stuff to become more powerful. I'm pretty sure they did that 50 years ago.
Dude.
What?
Can we just stop giving negative reviews?
I mean, come on! What's the deal? I'm starting to become like a standard bland comedian. What's the deal with airplane food? I mean, come on!
So should we just do like a stand-up comedy now? Like,
Nah. We're critiquing Nintendo games.
Should we do a stand-up comedy? Like, hon. Pokemon Sword and Shield? Whack! Animal Crossing? Whack! I can just keep doing everything else.
Alright, let's talk about Kirby! What is the deal with that little football? You think Nintendo would have more creative minds? I mean, come on! All you need to do is suck up enemies! That's just the whole point of the game! Just suck them up! They have no storyline whatsoever!
So I think that ends this podcast here, because I don't want to get into another...
Oh, come on! We only made it, like, 14 minutes.
Exactly, 14 and 5
minutes. Like an hour. Come on, let's keep it going.
Yes, you know what? Yeah, let's keep it going.
Now Tetris, what is the deal with that?
Okay, I think we should stop before... Dude, they were going to get an angry mob outside our houses.
So what? So what? I'll be ready.
What do you got, a flamethrower or a shotgun?
Pitchfork screaming, unga bunga, unga bunga, unga bunga. Now let's talk about Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U.
That one I actually do have.
I mean, come
on. The disc is broken. The disc is literally broken.
I know. usually all discs of Nintendo of Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U, they're usually all broken.
Literally, when I first got my Wii U, that was my childhood. But now looking back at it, I would hire somebody to take all of them, smash them with a hammer, and light them on fire.
Exactly. Now let's see. Hold on. Smash Bros. For the Wii U roster.
There was basically no one. There was no ice climbers. There was no Pichu.
I mean, there were ice climbers.
No, there was no in the Wii U. No, there wasn't.
Really?
No.
Let me see some of the characters. Let's see. Let's start off with a no-brainer. Bayonetta! The person with four arms. I mean, come on! Guns at your feet? You might as well be Shiva.
No, literally, like, you can get... Nintendo can get away with anything. They get a character that has, like, a bunch of rated M games from Nintendo. Nintendo made it, and they made it rated M, and they put it in a game.
Alright, let's talk about Captain Falcon, everyone's main in Smash. I mean, come on, all you need to do is press B to Falcon Punch. That's all you do, and you win the game.
That's if you're playing with the NPC level on one.
No, it's actually, they actually do it in competitive, too. Let's see.
Those people, do you know what I say to those people?
What?
You've made this society fail even more than it already has.
Mr. Game & Watch, the character that was a mathematically thin slice of ham.
Well, I mean, technically, he's the OG of Nintendo. Before Nintendo made the Game Boy or NES, that's the first thing they made was a portable console of just this, of like 3-frame graphics of just Mr. Game & Watch doing whatever the heck he wants.
Exactly.
Wario.
What's the deal with Wario?
Yeah, they looked at my boy about a Ouija.
Well, exactly. I don't know, but they added Wario, but they didn't add a Waluigi. Look.
I am not taking it.
Now, let's talk about why they have Fortnite on the Switch. Only reason why they have Fortnite on the Switch is because a little kid point a gun to their head and say, "Add Fortnite to the Switch!" Not because it was popular. Online.
I'm sorry. I cannot take you seriously when you do the little kid voice.
I swear, if you don't put Fortnite on the Switch, I swear, my daddy's gonna kick your butt!
When Nintendo hires the Oompa Loompas, and someone dies at the Nintendo factory, Oompa Loompa Doopity Doo, but in Japanese.
Hold on. Let's talk about the Fortnite community. Basically, the Fortnite community is basically a bunch of little kids that bully other people.
No, literally, the only thing the kids do, literally, when a kid starts playing Fortnite, all they can do for the rest of their life is, when they're on their deathbed, their last final words will then be jumping up on their bed and doing the floss. That's what I think.
Yeah. The Fortnite community is so toxic. I mean, come on. They're basically swimming in a pool of toxic waste. That's how toxic they are.
Speaking of swimming, I went swimming in my pool today.
That's very nice. I'm sweating my butt off over here. Really, no.
I can let you over to my house.
And I'm very, very wet and sweat. Okay, I just turned my phone on. But that means, yeah. Mm-hmm. 100 statements there. Now let's talk about FIFA. Who plays FIFA?
My cousin.
FIFA is the most boring game out there. Like, all you need to do is play a sport that you like. Now, WWE for the Xbox 360, now that was a game that I liked because you could actually fight people. But in FIFA, what do? You tackle someone, then you get a red card and you're out the game. Like,
that's why I prefer Rocket League. You can blow up other people's cars.
Exactly. Even though I have no money to get Rocket League, I had it for a while.
That's nice.
Now, let's talk about the more obscure games, like Silence, alright? Who has ever heard of Silence? I keep seeing it on my Twitch Prime page, and I am really mad. What is it? A game off of The Quiet Place? Silence. Like, Samurai Showdown 2. Really? The game that no one has heard about? It's on the Twitch Prime page. Observer. Never heard of it, so why would anyone else?
Dude.
Look at this one!
This has gone way too far!
There's literally a game called Dream Daddy, and the description is a dad dating simulator is a game where you ask the dad is your goal to meet and romance other hot dads. It's basically where gays go. There's nothing wrong with being gay. Just saying.
Okay, I think that's enough for today.
I mean, come on!
Hold on. Let's do an outro. What did everything go... Why did everything go wrong with games?
Exactly!
That's where I'm ending it off now, I ended off when he busted out the recorder, so... See you in the next podcast, everybody. And hopefully, Game Boy Boy, maybe the second, will stop playing his dang recorder.
I am fucking cliche to you.
Boy, what did video games do wrong?